Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Laxmi India Finance Limited H1 FY26 results conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sakhi Panjiyara from Kirin Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the virtual conference call of Laxmi India Finance Limited. From the management team, the call will be addressed by Mr. Deepak Baid, Managing Director, Mr. Gopal Krishna Sen, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Kuldeep Singh Sikhrawar, Chief Business Officer, Mr. Piyush Somani, Chief Treasury Officer, Mr. Saurabh Mitra, CS and Chief Compliance Officer. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Deepak Baid. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today and for the continuous trust you place in Laxmi India Finance. This past quarter has been defining one of our company, not only because of the number we are presenting, but because of the structural strengthening that has kept place across our business. The quarter has demonstrated that disciplined growth and prudent risk management can go hand in hand. Our AUM has crossed 1,386.49 crore, supported by healthy disbursement and steadily expanding customer base. Even more importantly, this growth has come with a sharper focus on portfolio quality, underwriting rigor, and collection efficiency. This quarter also marked a milestone in our journey, a successful completion of our IPO, resulting in an equity infusion of 151.58 crore. This has significantly strengthened our balance sheet, improved our capital adequacy ratio to 31.90%, and positioned us to scale responsibly in the coming years. We are deeply grateful for the confidence that the market has shown in our vision and in the company's long-term potential. Our cost of borrowing continuously in downtrend trajectory, moving to 11.10%, supported by a reaffirmed positive credit outlook. A more diversified lender mix and long-standing relationship across PSU banks, private banks, small finance banks, NBFCs, and FIs. This improvement gives us room to enhance margin while maintaining competitive customer pricing and balance that is crucial in today's lending environment. Company has onboarded. I want to highlight company has onboarded three new lenders: Bank of Baroda, South Indian Bank, and Karur Vysya Bank. Company has focused towards onboarding new bankers so price can be reduced, can go on more down in the coming years. Relating towards liquidity, that is, company is having 197.58 crore as on September 30th, 2025. That will be catering almost 3 to 4 months of disbursement requirement, along with undrawn sanction of 52 crore around also in hand. That is tap liquidity that company is having. I want to highlight undrawn sanction as of 30th October stood for 406 crore. So this shows that company is having a good liquidity in hand. Operationally, we strengthened our footprints to 164 branches across five states. Each branch is being built for profitability, scalability, and long-term sustainability. We remain deeply committed to enhancing our customer experience, embracing digitization, and improving efficiency across the organization. Financially, our profitability remains strengthened even after absorbing IPO-related expenses. We reported a PAT of 19.06 crore for the half year ended, reflecting both operational discipline and resilience of our business model. Before IPO expense, our PAT stood for 21.05 crore. We recognize that the NBFC sector operates in a dynamic environment, and we are fully prepared for it with the strengthened capital, improved liquidity, sharper credit controls, and clear strategy for sustainable growth. Our focus for the coming quarters will remain on quality expansion, technology-led innovation, and strong governance. On behalf of the leadership team, I want to thank our investors, lenders, regulators, partners, and especially our employees for the unwavering dedication towards the company. We stand committed to delivering consistent value, maintaining transparency, and building a company that grows responsibly and rewards long-term confidence. Thank you. Now, I would like to invite Mr. Gopal Krishna Sen, CFO, for half-year-ended numbers. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. Our AUM stood 1,386 crore as on September 25, in compared to 1,111 crore in September 24, which is reflecting 24.75% year-on-year growth. During half-year-ended, we had added 6 new branches, and now we are operating with 164 branches across five states as on September 25. Our net worth stood to 435 crore, and our yield and spread both had shown improvement during the first half. Yield improved by 50 basis points year-on-year basis. Spread increased by 133 basis points year-on-year basis. The current yield stands at 22.18% with a spread of 10.88% as of September 25. Our OPEX cost for half-year-ended stood at 7.17% on AUM basis. Despite of our continued branch expansion strategy, as you all would self is aware that opening new location and geography requires upfront setup costs, which are charged to P&L immediately, but the break-even benefit occur over the time period and subsequently contribute to revenue growth. Further, for half-year-ended September 25, our PAT stood at 19 crore, showing 24.74% year-on-year growth. Our borrowing cost reduced by 63 basis points year-on-year basis and stood at 11.10%. Our assets quality, our GNP stood at 1.59%, ECR is 4.72%, and credit cost is 0.72%. Our capital adequacy ratio is 31.90%, return on assets is 2.56%, and return on equity 11%. Just to narrate in respect of PAT, that during half yearly under September 25, we incurred as extraordinary expenses in regards of IPO. So 2 crore 66 lakhs were charged to P&L and remaining was charged to securities premium as per Indian principle. These expenses are non-recurring in nature and will not face in, this is one time expenditure, will not face in future. If you see PAT before charging IPO expenses, then a revised PAT stand at 21.72 crore, reflecting 42% year-on-year growth. On this adjusted basis, return on asset improved to 2.74% and return on equity to 11.77%. With this, we would like to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchstone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Akash Jain from Vijit Global Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question is regarding the sequential jump in gross NPA. So which segment is facing pressure, and what is our outlook for the coming quarters?
Yeah. Thank you, sir. So, I would like to answer this question. So there is a this quarter has shown a little bit a jump of a 0.30 basis because of two, three reasons. So because first reason is that the flood which has come to the area where we are operating, so that is a flood due to heavy rain. This area was, as we are present in a deep rural area, so the areas were really very much harmed because of a flood and this thing, flood or reason. Second, the little bit of cash crunch was there in a Q2, which we can understand with in a market. So that was a reason. But if I talk about any product, so yes, little bit on a commercial, heavy commercial side vehicle, little bit was painful. And the reason, as I told you, was that. So we have taken few steps. So in the future, what we are expecting is that this will be recovered, because our product, our 98.2% book is secured and with a very healthy LTV of 45%. And if we take a talk about the NPA cases, so our NPA cases LTV stood for 35%, which is very healthy. So that our collection officers are very confident that this coming quarter, so this quarter and next quarters, we will be recovering it, and there will be a good downside downturn towards NPA numbers.
Okay. And sir, going forward, what would be your product mix? Like, MSME is right now 80%. So what is the outlook? Like, it is going to reduce or it is going to increase?
So yes, so our main focus is towards the secured lending, and MSME is our main product, so which is 80%. So we are focusing to continue with this product with 80%-85%. Rest 15% we will be covering through vehicle loans, used vehicle loans, and especially we'll be ignoring the high commercial vehicles, and we will be focused on towards private vehicles, multi-duty vehicles, product more. So main focus will be towards MSME loan only. That too,
okay,
with a small ticket size.
okay, because this quarter commercial vehicle was around 9.9%, and that sector was facing pressure. You got NPAs from this segment. So going forward, commercial vehicle size would increase or it would remain the same?
No, sir. So we have already taken the steps. So this size will remain, will go down, and we will more focusing towards private and multi-duty vehicles.
Okay. And sir, what is the outlook for AUM growth, say, for next FY26?
So we have with the same, if you're going to see the coming CAGR, so we are growing with almost 32%. So we are expecting better numbers, better CAGR this year. So let's we can't say the forwarding numbers, but yes, we are expecting the better AUM growth than what as compared to previous years.
Okay. And sir, the flood affected area, which region you are talking about?
So Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, these were the two major states where the flood was heavily affected, especially the rural and rural areas where we have a big presence.
Okay. And sir, in the last call, we had discussed about recovery was in cash. So the company was taking some steps. So what is the status now?
So we are using different collection applications, and we have inbuilt a process of getting payments from digital mode. So now we have an option of UPI payments. So we are getting our UPI transactions are increasing on a day by day number. Day by day, numbers are increasing. So we are focusing towards more into a UPI transactions, and that is reducing our risk also, and customer is also getting a benefit of it by getting immediately receipts and all. So we are focusing on digitalization payment mode, and that has shown an improvement also in this quarter.
Okay. And progress of Lakshmi Mitra app. So how many customers are onboarded on this app?
So Lakshmi Mitra app is a very interesting app where you can apply loan for others and get benefited by getting incentive. So exact numbers I don't have right now, but yes, we are getting a good response from that application, and we have enhanced that application also. So we are approaching vendors like shopkeepers, tea stalls, these places where people sit and discuss about the loans, about the requirement, and from those people we are making Lakshmi Mitra app onboarding those people, and they are able so that they are able to pass the leads to us.
Okay. And sir, a final question on recovery front. Like, what is the outlook in H2, second half of the year?
Yeah, so as I told, our LTV stood for 35% on the NPA portion. So, and that means we are very healthy on the security side. So our collection officers are very sure that we will recover this NPA, which has flown down, which has been flow. So by this quarter, so I'm expecting that numbers, which the number which will be towards the downtrend.
And sir, you had opened a new branches in the state of Uttar Pradesh. So how is the outlook for that state?
Yeah, it's positive, sir. We are getting a good response from there, and our collection efficiency is also good over there. There is no bouncing till yet. So we have a good numbers are coming from that state. So we have almost six branches in Uttar Pradesh, which we think that will add a good number to our AUM.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That is all from my side.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Jayalata from JL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Hello, I'm audible?
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, so my one question is that there is a very much slowdown in MSME and this commercial vehicle sector. But though there is a slowdown, Lakshmi is growing at a good pace. So what is the strategy behind it, and what is the further, means in future, what is the guidance regarding it, that how we are going to grow as much as possible?
Good afternoon, sir. This is Kuldeep. Sir, definitely you are right that we are growing in MSME as well as the commercial vehicles. But this is because of our presence in the rural and semi-rural areas, because market is actually growing, industry is actually growing in that segment. And nowadays, like GST regime has changed, so purchasing capacity of the customers, small customers have increased. Festive season is also has some boost up, and the agriculture production is also supposed to be increased in this financial year. So all these factors will add the value, and this growth path of MSME and the commercial vehicle will definitely on a rise mode.
Okay, so what will be further guidance for AUM growth, and how we are going to increase our ROE from, like, it's 11 figure. So when we are going to be above 15, or if anything that going to happen?
So, sir, we are growing with a CAGR of almost 30-35% year to year. So this year also, we are expecting better numbers because we have now good liquidity with hand. Our leverage is also positive, and our credit also is A. We have come into the A rating category. So our cost of fund is also going down, as we can see. So further, we are planning to cut down this cost more and to add more customers in being the competitive market, to add more quality customers. So I believe that further quarters will be better, and we can see the improvement and good numbers with a good collection efficiency in future.
Okay, so is there in revenue mix anything going to change, or means like commercial vehicle is going to down, as because it is very much stressed up, as we look to our peers also, the numbers are very much bad. So is we are going to get reduced exposure in that section, or we are going to increase in that?
So, sir, especially the heavy commercial vehicle segment is having a slowdown as well as some issues in the industry. So we have sharpened our credit that we are not funding to heavy commercial vehicles, but we are targeting towards these car segment, personal vehicles, and the commercial vehicles that too up to the LCV segment. So that portion of HCV segment, heavy commercial vehicle, has already been avoided by us.
But just to add, this will not affect to our revenue. So because the lending cost towards a product like SME or vehicle is almost similar. So there is no difference. So that we will be maintaining our name, and that will not be affecting to our revenue in future, but it will be making a much better proportionate.
Any further planning to go in gold loan or affordable housing?
No, not now. We are not planning to enter this housing loan or gold loans.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Anmol Das from Swarm Advisors Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Sir, good set of numbers. Just wanted to clarify on the NIMs numbers in the presentation. Earlier in the Q1 presentation, it was at 9.66% for the June quarter, and in this quarter's presentation, it has increased to 10.43%. Is there some kind of a revision then on the previous numbers?
So net interest margin in June quarter was 10.43, and September it is 10.88. Yes, so what do you want to know, sir? Please, if you can repeat it.
No, actually, earlier in your previous quarter's presentation, you had given the NIMs for June quarter at 9.66%. Yeah, so just wanted to understand if there is any revision on the previous numbers, or these have been affected by H1 numbers or something.
So our cost of fund has gone down, so that is one reason, Ken. But yes, if you're saying, I can see 10.43, but yeah, I will recheck the last presentation, but it's.
Yeah, last presentation it was 9.66. That's why it's a very steep jump. That's why I was asking.
So cost of fund has gone down. That is one reason, and that is why there's a misprint or whatever. We will check in the last PPT.
And sir, one more thing. In the disbursements for the quarter were 145 crore or 311 crore for the quarter Q2, not H1?
It's 311 crore for H1.
Okay, so 145 crores for Q2. Sequentially, there was a drop in disbursements.
Sorry, your voice was not audible.
No, no, I am asking, is there any sequential drop in disbursements from Q1 to Q2?
Yeah, there's a little bit drop in disbursement side, but not much. But yes, due to a little bit weather condition, as I told you, and that was the main reason for a little bit drop. Otherwise, we have a good pipeline, good sanction cases in hand. So the coming quarters will be much better, and we'll be reaching to the same better CAGR as compared to last year, last quarters.
Sure, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhanraj Tolani from Kuber Advisors. Please go ahead. Mr. Dhanraj, please proceed with your question.
Hello. Hello, audible?
Yes, please proceed.
Yes. Okay. So I have a couple of questions. I'll start with the first one. So I just wanted to know on the...
I'm so sorry to interrupt, sir. Your voice is not audible. Can you come closer to your device and speak?
Am I audible now?
Yes, please proceed.
Okay. So I just wanted to speak on the demand part. So how has the demand has behaved in Q2 and which regions are driving the, you can say, the strongest traction?
So you want to know about the which region we are getting a good business and product?
Yes.
Okay. So I would like to invite Kuldeep for to reply on this.
Good afternoon, sir. Actually we are having the same segment and same product across the states. So this is not any particular state where the jump or demand is high or low. But yes, due to the economic scenario has been changed now. The liquidity positions in the at the ground level has gone up. So the business has gone up. So definitely now onwards. Or maybe in the Q2 last month, this sharp increase in the demand from the customer side is happening all across in the in all states.
Okay.
And we suppose that this will be similar and this will be growing in the upcoming quarters.
Okay. Okay. And also. Our AUM has crossed like more than 1300 or 1400 close to crore. So what is the under?
Sorry, your voice is not audible, sir.
Hello, I'm audible.
Yeah, it's better now.
Yeah, so I'm saying your.
Sorry AUM to interrupt in between, Mr. Dhanraj, I would request you to kindly speak in the handset mode.
Am I audible now?
Yes, please proceed.
Okay. I just wanted to know on the AUM part. So we have mostly crossed more than like 1300 crores. So what is the underlying growth mix between new branches or the existing network?
See, sir, actually the branches which we have opened in last financial year has added the more business as of now because the new branches which we have added in Q2. So the business will be in the incremental mode in Q3 and Q4, but the branches which we have opened till the last financial year has grown up rapidly.
Okay. Got it. And this is like the current pace of AUM expansion, which that like this would be sustainable during the second half also.
Yeah, definitely. The current growth is sustainable in Q3 and Q4 because Q3 and Q4, the industrial output or maybe all the sentiments in terms of business, in terms of industry are in the incremental mode. And customers' demand has also grown up rapidly and there is a sharp increment in the customers' application. So definitely this will be sustainable in going forward.
Got it. And also, which loan category or the customer profiles delivered the strongest disbursement?
This is MSME, which is strongest as of now in H1, I can say. Because commercial vehicle, we have stopped the heavy commercial vehicle, whatever we were doing in up to last financial year. So in the product, at the product mix level, MSME is the growing segment as of now.
Okay. And why are we having the declining operating cash flow? Like, do we have any reason for that?
What, sir? Declining?
Operating cash flow.
Operating cash flow is not declining actually. It is always, we are maintaining the liquidity, very good liquidity in terms of the availability of funds. And the cash flow is not, I don't think that this is in the declining mode.
So you are seeing the cash flow or money also?
Yeah,
what is your question?
Operating cash flow, yes.
So basically, since where the disbursement, since we are an NBFC, where the disbursement happens, the operating cash flow will be negative anyways. So the method, which is an indirect method, which is used for the preparing of the cash flow, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So any NBFCs in the peers as well, you can have a view as well. So the operating cash flow where the disbursement goes happens, it is a negative side. That's all.
Okay, okay. Got it.
In addition to Piyush, this is a good sign of the NBFC. Because we are in lending business, so our operating cash flow will be negative. Or this is a good sign for NBFC industry growth.
Okay.
Thanks.
And how, like average ticket size shifted like this year, especially in MSME and the small business loans?
Sorry, your voice was not...
I'm saying, like, your average ticket size has shifted noticeably, like, this year. Especially in MSME and small business loans. So, what is the reason? Like, I wanted to know, like, the ticket size have shifted.
So, our average ticket size is almost, in MSME sector, is 7 to 8 lakh rupees. And that we are maintaining in future also. So, we are focusing on small ticket size towards... towards a borrower, because what we believe is that small loans and small EMI is easy payable by the customer. So we are focusing, and our further also in future also our focusing will be on the same segment.
Got it. Okay, that's all from my side. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so I would like to clarify one thing to Swan advisor. So in net interest margin is 10.53 only for June 25. We have got recheck only. There was some, I think so, misprint in the last PPT, but this was 10.43 only. Anyways, if we want a detail, we can discuss more on that. Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Amit Dubey from Newberry Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, please proceed.
Yeah, my question was regarding the expansion. So, just wanted to know how much branches will you open and what is the cost of opening each branch? Just wanted clarity on that.
So, the current financial year, we have planned for 29 branches to open in this financial year. Out of 29, 6 has already been opened and 23 are also in planning, and also the identification of the some branches are already happening. All the locations are identified and some of the branch premises are also identified. As well as we are planning to expand in one more state by the end of this financial year. That is under the consideration of the discussion with the management. So once it will be finalized, we will be letting you know. And about the branch expenses. So the opening cost of the you can say the capital expenditure in opening a branch is around 1.5 to 2.5 lakhs. So that is depending upon the category of branches. So we have categorized our branches in three categories: tier 1, tier 2, and tier 3. So tier 1 is the biggest branch, which is having 500 to 600 square feet of premise. Then tier 2 is having 300 to 400 square feet of premise. Tier 3 is having 250 to 350 or 400 square feet premise. So depending on the category of branches, so it varies from 1.5 lakhs to 2.5 lakhs as a capital expenditure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jehan Bada from Bada Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. In last presentation, we had disclosed the stage 2 numbers also, but this time around, that is not there. So, if you can provide how much are the stage 2 assets?
Yeah, sure, please.
Stage 2 stood 66 crore, 59 lakh, and percentage comes in 5.22%.
Okay. And, sir, like going forward also, if you can provide these numbers and also the, you know, 0 plus DPD, like 0 to 30, 30 to 60, so that bucket wise, you know, overdue data will help us a lot. My next question is on...
Sure, well noted. We will take care
of it. Yeah, yeah. Sure. So also, like, you can also provide the segment-wise NPA data also, like how much is in MSME, vehicle, and all. Like, you know, many other listed companies do that since they have been listed since many years. So that's just a suggestion.
So we'll check the peer companies and we'll sure take this step.
I have been attending calls of other companies which are in similar segment, of 5 to 10 lakh ticket size, fully secured loans, like SBFC and 5-star. So even they are witnessing some sort of stress in the asset quality. And what is your feedback? I mean, can we expect the peak to happen in second half of this year, and then there should be a decline in NPA?
Yeah, see, this is very true, and in our segment also, in our geographical also, and our balance sheet also has shown little bit 30 bits as compared to last quarter. But this will not be in the future, what I believe, because now the demand, the cash flow has been better. Which we can see, and we can see in the market, because especially the GST cuts and all that has really improved, and things are better now as compared. So I believe, and this will be a better in coming quarters. And secondly, yes, we are focusing, and we have also have put some more cross checks. We have tightened our little bit credit policies and all. So through which we are able to onboard new customers by more checkpoints and all, which will really be benefited and will enhance our collection efficiency and all. And Gopal wants to add something in it.
I just want to add something. Our stress is definitely increased. This is showing stress in our product that will be, but it's okay. But we are offering secure product. We have sufficient collateral behind it. So we are able to collect the amount after become the NPA.
Agree. Fine. So we are somewhere near the...
Our LTV is a 35%. So this is very healthy, or very good for a company. That's very good sign that a loan to value is just 35%, which is shows a very good positive point.
Right. Agree. Fine. Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditi Roy from Patel Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
So, I just want to understand how is the portfolio mix shifting between first-time borrowers and repeat borrowers?
So, substantial amount of first-time borrowers are there. That is the legacy which we are maintaining, we are actually taking the family as a applicant or co-applicant. So it might possible that the applicant is a first time borrower, maybe a negative minus one CIBIL score, but definitely there will be some of the track record which family members are having. So I don't have that actual data as of now, but if you want, we can come back to you separately.
Okay, sir. And so what competitive intensity is being observed if we specifically talk about NBFC, MFI, or emerging fintech lenders in core markets?
Come again, please.
My question was, what competitive intensity is being observed from like NBFCs, MFI, or emerging fintech lenders?
The competition is definitely with the NBFCs only, because MFI is having a different segment and the fintech companies are also having a different segment. So the competition is with the NBFCs, and some of the part we are also competing with the HFCs, where the LAP segment or the MSME segment is coming around. So, but yes, if you talk about the intensity of the competition, it has been increased because nowadays the industry is booming up, so everyone is hungry for the business.
So competition has also increased, and we are well planned, and we are having well equipped to face the competition in terms of the liquidity which we have maintained, in terms of the pricing. We can also offer better prices now to our customers. So definitely we are well equipped. In terms of technology also, we are having all the resources, from lead generation to fulfillment of the process, LOS journey, and then LMS, then collection, then customer services, everything we are having. So we can compete in all the way, whatever the intensity in the industry.
Okay, sir. And I have one last question. What are customers indicating about the business sentiments and credit demand at a grassroots level?
I didn't get you. What do you mean?
Sir, I just want to understand, what are the customers indicating about business sentiments and credit demand?
Customers? Indication?
Sentiment.
So customer sentiments are now positive. See, there was a little bit downfall in the industry in terms of the liquidity. Now the liquidity has also been increased. The sentiments are very good because of the recent festival season. Agriculture output is also expected to increase. And then this GST, new GST regime has actually boosted up in the industry. So customer sentiments are definitely on a positive side. And due to enhancement in the liquidity, customers' repayment behavior is also now better.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you from my side. All the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sorry if I missed this part earlier. Wanted to understand, are we still maintaining our guidance of 35% to 40% AUM growth for this year?
See, we cannot quote any number, but definitely this growth is sustainable, and we are maintaining in a similar fashion. And definitely in Q3 and Q4, it will be no better side.
Okay.
So as we have opened more branches also, 6 branches has been more added, and more new branches we are opening this financial year, and planning to add some more state. So yes, we can say that we'll be able to maintain the same CGR as before.
Okay, sir. Got it, sir. That's all from this side. Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Mahesh Seth from VY Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good afternoon. Yes, please.
Yeah, so my first question is, how has the IPO strengthened our capital adequacy and overall growth capacity?
So any which way, the capital adequacy has been now 21% plus as of now. That has boosted our the leverage position as well. So previous to the IPO, the leverage was near to 4.5 plus. So as of now, the leverage has been 2.67, around that. And I can say that leveraging our balance sheet becomes more easier as of now. So adding the new lenders as well also become more easier. And the cost of borrowing is, since you are seeing that the cost of borrowing is in a declining phase in our company, that has been declined to 11.10 from 11.48 as of March. So seeing the interest declining scenario as well, and adding the new lenders and consolidating to the bank's portions majorly and least towards the NBFC focus. So I can say that the IPO money will any which way will help in the growth in respect of reducing our cost and increasing the business side portions.
Okay, got it. And the network now at 164 branches. So is there plan to accelerate this expansion?
Yeah, I already explained about the planning of this financial year. We have already have a plan of 29 branches and addition of six branches out of 29 branches. And by the financial year end, we are also planning to enter into one more state.
Okay. And what is the typical break-even timeline for these newly opened branches?
See, newly opened branch can achieve a break-even with 7 to 8 months by achieving a AUM of 1.5 crores around. The break-even means like the expenses of branch in terms of the salary of the branch employees and the regular expenses set up with the interest income of the branch. So this is what I am explaining. But if all the expenses including HO and all other expenses have been added into the branch expense of newly opened branch, that can be achieved, the break-even can be achieved within 1.5 years.
Okay. Got it. Thank you for the detail. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next participant, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vinod Shah from VS Venture. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, good afternoon. Please.
Yes. Sir, so our GNPA is at 1.59 and NNPA is at 0.84, so which reflects some stable asset quality. Which bucket needs the most monitoring as the growth accelerates?
Which bucket? Sorry, the...
Need like more monitoring. We need to focus more on that.
So we can see that the third bucket, the 90 to 120 is a little bit has forward, like 60 to 90 has forwarded and made the cases to NPA. So that basically the reason was we can say that it was because of flood and because of the festival month. So that was a reason. But as I told that our LTV stood for 33%, so our collection officers are very much sure that we will collect it and we will get them back to a normalized. So basically that is a strategy what we have made, and we have made some incentive programs for our officers and all, so they can get this number down, and surely we believe that coming quarter numbers will be better.
In that 90 plus overdue market, like what trends do you see like compared to like last 2-3 quarters? Like what are you seeing right now?
We have seen that the customer who have crossed 90 plus have gone down also in previous quarters also. New customer has been added. So we can see that we are able to culture down the customers. It's not key once the customer is NPA, he is not able to come down. So we have got a good collection from the cases which have been flowed. So that is also we can see some new customers have been added. That also we can see. But yes, this process is going. We are able to collect also, but still some of the customers are getting flow to 90.
Okay, and like how are bounce rate trending for new customer or old customer?
So we can see a new customer bounce rate is less, as compared to old one. So we are the new customer onboarding and cross checks are really helping the in getting the EMIs on time. So that is we can see that the new customer behavior is very positive as compared. So I think so. This is a just quarter to quarter effect is there. Nothing much. Nothing to worry. We are comfortable in collection side, and I think so. We'll be able to do better.
Okay. And sir, any seasonal risk in Q3, especially around collection in rural and semi-urban pockets?
So seasonal, if I talk about, Q1 is little bit small, little bit slow because of many things because of the school fees and all this also. But Q2 was little bit slow because of the flood and all affected areas in this, especially the area Rajasthan and MP and all. So that was a reason.
Otherwise, if you want to see the demand and all, so that is pretty good in Diwali season and after Diwali season, so in this month also. So I think so the numbers will be able to achieve a good numbers in coming quarter.
Okay, that's all, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Sakhi Panjiyara for closing comments. Please go ahead.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Lakshmi India Finance Limited. If you have any queries, you can write to us at resource@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference call. Thank you team Lakshmi India Finance Limited. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you everyone. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us today, and you may now disconnect your lines.